Even with sweat pouring down his face and muscles straining until they hurt, Cal Donovan was deliriously happy to be doing his job as he made his way through the rope rescue skills activity. He was adept, sure with his hands, balanced 20 feet above the beams in the technical rescue team training room, as if he'd been made for this. Because he had, and he knew it. He didn't falter once as he snaked his way down the rope, using his hands to carefully maneuver toward the rescue dummy, dangling precariously off the platform below him. Cal was secured by his harness, his teammates above him holding onto his rope and making sure he was safe. In a real-life scenario, this would be a lot scarier. Instead of swinging 20 feet off the ground, it could potentially be 20 stories or more. He made every connection, then rescued the dangling dummy and brought it to safety, his muscles screaming in pain. He was drenched in sweat, but he'd gotten the job done. And when he finished, everyone on the team applauded. Well, almost everyone. He felt the eyes of a couple of his team members glaring at him in judgment, as if what he'd done wasn't good enough. Even though his lieutenant nodded in satisfaction, there were still a couple of members on his team who felt he didn't belong. Sure, it had only been 4 months since he'd joined the TRT, but in that time, he'd more than proved himself, both in training and on calls. He had no idea what the issue was with Phil Beckwith and Dean Starling. He pulled off his gloves and returned them to his bag, the feel of their eyes still burning on his back. "Good job, Donovan." He straightened and smiled at Micah Brown.
"Thanks,